Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, oh, how will she ever find the time to provide the need? And I'm telling her,
don't you give up on your dreams.
Yeah, you'll find
the hope that you need. Things aren't as bad as they seem.
Just keep on fighting, y'all.
Just keep fighting and you will be sure to succeed.
I see a kid in the ghetto. Everyone keeps saying no, but I have a solution that will settle this confusion. You can be whatever you want to be, so I'm telling you,
don't you give up on your dreams.
Don't you give up, no.
You'll find the hope that you need.
The sun is going to shine tomorrow.
Things aren't as bad as they seem.
I know it looks bad sometimes, y'all.
And it is such a pleasure to be back with you once again. Listen, don't give up. Radio show is here because what's in you is greater than the circumstances you're facing. You may not be able to see it right now. You may not understand what's going on. But I know that if you would just hang in there, you will get better. You will be stronger. And you will be a blessing to others. How do I know? Well, God has done it for me, and I know that if he did it for me, that he can and will do it for you. It is a pleasure to be back on radio, being able to share, and being able to allow God to touch lives that are on the brink of giving up so that you know that you don't have to, that there will be a solution. There is an answer, and that answer is found in our Lord and in our Savior. Many of you are familiar with the show Songs for the Midnight Hour, and I realized a few months back that people were listening from many different states, different time zones, different countries, and so it was very important to call the show a title where everyone, no matter where they were, where they were listening, they could really get the gist. So Don't Give Up is the same concept. It's just a reworking, a retitling. I took a few months off to decide the direction of the show and how to proceed. You know, and I could have given up on it. There were a couple of challenges that presented itself, but too many of you reached out and asked, you know, when are you coming back? The show is too important not to continue on, and that you were really touched. And I heard God moving. See, radio is a very interesting medium because I can't see you. And, you know, when you can't see sometimes, and you know this because it's actually a spiritual analogy, I could not see you, and it's like, is anybody out there? Is anybody listening? You can feel like you're talking to yourself and with yourself. But God was clear that I should continue, and so I arise to that occasion. Now, speaking of arise, all of the music from this tonight's show moving forward will be from the CD Arise by William McDowell. You will see his Amazon link posted if you're interested in his wonderful, powerful double CD, Praise and Worship. And I shouldn't even label it Praise and Worship because really he's got every genre on there. He's got R&B, he's got rock, he's got pop, but the message is so strong and it's so moving. And I just love this CD. It's sure to be a classic. Opening up for us, we had Reuben Studdard, Don't Give Up, and that is the theme song of the show. But tonight we will be listening to Arise. Now, there was something very interesting as you start the Arise CD. He has these intros where he really just talks to the people, you know, and he started this intro and he asked us to look around us, be aware of what's going on in our world around us. And, you know, he talks about things about nearly a billion people in this century are still unable to read a book or sign their names. They're illiterate, unable to read. It's amazing that that is still the case, but it is. Look around. What do you see? There's, you know, we see there's earthquakes and disasters and political unrest and wars and rumors of wars. These are things that are telltale signs from the Bible in terms of us being aware of where we are at this place and time in our world. And we were born for this time, for such a time of this, as this. We are here so that we can be a source of encouragement. Jesus said that we who have put our faith and our trust in him, we are the salt of the earth. Now, what good is it to be salt if we have lost our savor? And some may look around and get discouraged and look around and be so overwhelmed with our own circumstances, our own situations that we're in. But no, as the church, as the body of Christ, we can arise. We can make a difference. And yes, it starts right at home. It starts with us. We need to realize our blessing and where we need to work from. So this season, as the show goes forth, I will respond to missions, local issues, health and wellness, physically and spiritually, by people who all had that moment to give up, but they said no. They said no. I'm going to trust God. And I'm looking forward to taking this journey with you and for us to come to a place together where we can make a difference. You know, surrender is a very interesting word. I remember for many years I wouldn't sing the song I Surrender All because I wanted to be sincere if I was going to sing those words. And I, you know, felt that resistance in me. And we can feel like it's so hard to surrender, or we get there and then we move away from it. And then we think we surrendered, but we really didn't surrender everything. We didn't surrender all, you know. And with all that I've come through in my life, and, you know, the broadcasts that are here on this page that you can listen to, I've shared many aspects of my history and my story. But the reality is, this past week, I found myself on the floor crying over one or two things that I'm still waiting on God for. And, you know, God is so good that even as I found myself in that place for a few moments, I got up and I went to listen to some ministry. And this is the word that was waiting for me. And I'm going to just share with you right now from Matthew chapter 11, starting at verse 1. And we're going to read all the way down to 11. It says, after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who was come, or should I expect someone else? Just to be clear here, John the Baptist is in prison, and Jesus is continuing to preach and teach. He's aware of what has happened to his cousin and aware that what has happened to John the Baptist, but he's continuing on with his mission. And Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see, that the blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is being preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd. Now, this is very interesting because, and I'm going to continue on, but the issue here is that John knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah, that he is Messiah. And he's the one who declared it as he baptized him. But here he is. He's in a situation where he doesn't see what's going on. It doesn't quite make any sense to him. And he's in jail, and he knows the wonderful and the powerful things that Jesus Christ can do. And yet it doesn't seem as if John is on the Lord's mind. And so John is kind of baffled right now, and he's asking, Lord, you know, where are you? You know, I don't see you. I don't feel you. Are you who I thought you were? And the reality is, that's the same thing that I was doing when I was laid out on the floor crying over these one or two issues that I'm waiting for, because I don't see an answer. I'm wondering, you know, Lord, where are you in this? Do you hear? Do you care? And that's something that we all do from time to time. Whether it's for a few minutes, a few hours, or people unfortunately live their lives in that condition. But as we move forward here, listen to the beauty of this. So Jesus sends the messenger away to John, and it could have been this huge condemning point for John, but Jesus Christ also knew John. He knew who he was, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual realm. And so Jesus goes on to tell the crowd and ask them a series of questions and basically descends John the Baptist. So verse 7, Jesus asks, what did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear fine clothes or in king's palaces, then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you. I tell you the truth, Among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Now, remember, John the Baptist's messengers had already left. They'd already gone their way. But the beauty here is that Jesus is letting others know, this is my child. This is what he has done for the kingdom of God. And there are many times that we do things and we're just trusting God as we go forth in faith. And we don't see with our natural eyes how it's affecting the world around us. But I'm here to say that God knows what we have need of. He knows our desires. And it's his desire that our lives give him glory. And that's what this is all about when we talk about surrender. It's so that the change we want to see in the world first begins in us. Then the world can change. Then they can see what real freedom looks like. We are it. We can't give up. Too much is at stake in our homes, in our jobs, schools, communities, our nation. If God can use anything, let him use you. Let him use me. Let him use us. A surrendered us.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders. That the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory and let the church rise. Oh God, reveal your glory and let the church.
What would we do if we could just surrender all so the change we want to see would first begin in us? What if we waited? What if I waited with expectation, with anticipation of your movement every single day? What if I worshiped the Lord in my waiting so that God would get the glory? Time is going very quickly. We only have it half an hour today, but I'm so glad to be back with you. And this is good stuff, and we're just going to continue going. You know, definitely hit me up on Facebook or leave a message on Blog Talk Radio below here telling me what you think, what you want to hear more about. And definitely share with me on Facebook, on Twitter. It is my desire to not only have the radio show, but to develop a television broadcast called God is Real, so that you can see some of these guests that I'm going to have on, and not just hear them and see what God is doing in their lives for yourselves. Excuse me. I am encouraged, and I look forward to hearing from each of you week after week. I will be back with you next week. And remember that breaking through a midnight experience is not based on the time on the clock or on a calendar, but how we allow God to make and mold us and use us till we become what He desires, till the change we want to see first begins in us, so that He indeed can get the glory and that all things will be well. Let us arise as we go forth into a new week. Let us embrace the challenges that come our way, and let us do that because of the expectation that we have in God and who He is. And if you're listening and by chance you don't yet understand everything that I'm saying, you don't get these terms, you don't understand the Lord as your personal Savior, I want to turn you to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart Jesus Christ as Lord, that you will be saved. Absolutely no doubt about it. And when that happens, He empowers you with the ability to understand His word, and you begin to grow, and you begin to desire and to seek Him in ways that you hadn't before, and things that weren't clear become clear. And so I leave you with this song, a very really short, beautiful song, Wait, by William McDowell, Arise CD.